This family trip gave me the realization that my mom is just a girl experiencing life as well. And with all my might, I must ensure that I reward her with such a lifestyle for as long as we both live. Hola amigos, it's officially the holiday season, J-Tribe, and I hope you are all feeling the Christmas vibe because tis a season to be jolly indeed. Wherever you are listening from, on your way to or from work, on your way to the village, at home, on your bed, on what, during your free time, or wherever it is, gracias for choosing to spend your time with me, and I hope you are happy and blessed. I am proud of you for making it this far into the year, and so should you. Look at us, knocking at the door of 2025. Well done. Now, this episode is a continuation of Family Travels and a conclusion to the trip. If you thought that part one was exciting, you are about to be blown away in part two because the gist of the trip lies in here. Turn your volume up, open up all your senses and imagination, and let's go on an adventure. Day 2, October 5th. It's 8 a.m. And at this time, we had to have embarked on our game drive if we care to sight animals like the king of the jungle and the leopards. But sometimes, the body cannot be overworked. Like any machine, we need it to rest. Our trip guide Ambrose from Savannah Trails is a very patient man. I'll credit him for that. Even in his futile pleas for us to quickly wind up breakfast and get on the move, he does it with so much calmness and poise. No worries, this is vacation. You are here to enjoy. Take your time, but remember, there are some animals you may not see, he says, and then proceeds to capture some pictures of us. 5-star rating for this guy. Our journey to the park commences at a few minutes past 10. We reach Pakuba Safari Lodge to pick up our ranger for the game drive. A little backstory about Pakuba. This was our preferred place of accommodation while we planned for the trip, however, it was slightly above budget. I must say though, it sure does have some taste of luxury to it. Situated in the wild, but polished. We don't have a lot of time to step out and tour it because we are in a rush for our game drive. But the good news is, we are having our lunch from here. Yippee! So let's go for game drive! It's a bumpy ride for real. This is the real, real wild. This is safari. Greetings are exchanged with our ranger and immediately dives into the history of the park. Less than 10 minutes into the drive, we spot our first close-up animals of the morning, a herd of elephants, one of the big 5 animals in Uganda. With ears so huge, a boneless twisting trunk, fiercely protruding tusks, distinct and deep stretch marks covering their gray skin. These mighty kings and queens peacefully feeding on the bountiful of plants they have. Every day is a feast for them. Every single day, a free feast. Slowly, one by one, they start to break away from the circle to cross the road to the other side of the park. Peacefully and calmly they go. There's absolutely no need to rush. I'm so envious of them. The first rule of game drive, stay quiet. Everything happens so fast, from admiring these creatures, taking pictures, learning their basics, to an elephant turning and facing us directly, strongly approaching us. And when it's barely an inch from the hood of the car, it stops and stands still. thought lingering in its eyes, judgment of whether to let us through or flip the car and end our lives. We wait and wait some more. It is so silent you can hear each cricket knot. And what seems like a lifetime later, the elephant accepts us and grants us free passage into his home, walks away like he had not been a life threat mere seconds ago. Wow, what an introduction into the wild. Giraffes, buffaloes, cubs, waterbucks, hartbeests, baboons, shoebill storks, saddle-billed stork, more elephants, and so many more animals. Their own little country, and we are the alien tourists in it for these couple of hours. I want to say something, but my tongue is held in awe. As we ride and twist through this majestic terrain, I cannot help but marvel at the wonders of God's creation. Here in the wild, life thrives in perfect balance. There's food for both carnivores and herbivores, predator and prey alike. It is not merely survival of the fittest. It is the natural order. The true circle of life reveals itself here, unbroken and enduring. No matter how many predators hunt and feast, the prey remain abundant, their numbers resilient, a living testament to God's perfect creation and infinite wisdom. Fact files. Did you know that giraffe spots become darker with age? Well, I didn't know that. But most of the ones we see here are the usual brown spotted ones, and the older ones most times keep to themselves. 2. The saddle-billed stork is a beautiful bird of black, yellow, red. Does that sound familiar? And 3. The waterbuck produces a toxic smell as a fright response, therefore they are rarely eaten by lions. Who knew that a fart could save your life? Use this information wisely, folks. During the drive, we encounter other tourists, only white tourists, but we shall circle back to this in a bit. We take a toilet break after a futile hunt for lions and leopards. Yes, there is a well-established structure, which I think is very appropriate. We find a couple of tourists whose safari car has jammed. You wouldn't want to be in their position, frankly speaking, in the middle of the wild on a hot, simmering day, probably with no water, waiting for a rescue vehicle. From here, we get a chance to take family pictures. Tip number next from a travel creator: carry your content gear everywhere that you go. Oh, you have no idea how freeing it is for everyone to finally feature in all the family photos without one person missing out because they are holding the camera. With my tripod and Bluetooth remote, life has been simplified. So once again, carry your gear. Also, so that you don't have to ask people to take your pictures, which could end up unnice. I know you can all relate to this. Phone storage full is the indicator that it's time for lunch. So we are back in the car and off to Pakuba Safari Lodge once again. This day just keeps getting better and better for real. Do you not agree? Pakuba is enchanting. The African thatched roofs blended in perfectly with the sheds of the wild. The choice of wood gives an excellent taste of luxury. The bonfire is encircled by a sunken seating space and plush cushions for comfort. Further ahead is a building overlooking the Nile. The ground floor has a porch where I imagine myself sitting to record my podcast as I stare at the water and animals. On the other side of the transparent floor-to-ceiling windows is a fully stocked bar. a wooden aesthetic of a room where I envision myself drinking a glass of mature sweet red wine, or for the heavier drinkers, a finely distilled whiskey. We are ushered upstairs to the main restaurant, which has a to-die-for kind of view. It maintains the theme colors of brown, cream, and wood. Everything from the wooden floor to the furniture, lights, and the art pieces blend perfectly. It's an open-sided kind of room, letting in all the natural light and providing scenic views of the park and the Nile surrounding us. Now, remember earlier I mentioned seeing only white tourists in the park? Well, we are many hours into this trip, including day one, and the only other black tourists we have seen are two different black families, and this was at the gate of the park, and some few more we shall get to see later on. But if I'm to rationalize this, including my family, it is 1 to 8, as in one black family to 8 foreigners. How have we let this be even possible? I have always known this fact, but seeing and experiencing it in 5D hits differently. Allow me some author's intrusion here. From a small survey I carried out a few weeks ago on why Ugandans do not tour their own country, these were some of the responses in descending order. The most common one was that tourism in Uganda is so expensive. I'd rather use that money to travel to even more beautiful places. The service providers treat the foreigners better. The places have little to no activities, so it gets boring. Why would I be asked to pay in dollars for something that is in my country? The fuel prices are too high, so transport becomes a challenge. Ugandans have no money, and the tourists find this cheap, so our attention is towards them. These comments were given by both travel enthusiasts and tour guides. Yeah, I did my research because I love this travel thing, and if there's any way I can play a role in transforming our tourism situation, I gladly accept the challenge. I shall take a deeper dive into this in the succeeding episodes. So if you know these comments are something you can relate with, be sure to listen in. But in the meantime, you can DM me or tag me in any issue that you think is a hindrance to you when it comes to Uganda tourism. Now, let's go back to Makshon. What a hot day, I think, as I stare at the blue swimming pool adjacent the restaurant. But not to worry, because up next is an activity that involves water, a boat ride to the bottom of Makshon Falls. Ah, I told you, tribe, this trip keeps on getting better, hour by hour. Despite the unclean nature of the water, I focus on the positive ride ahead. The guide, a female this time, informs us that the animals have reduced greatly in number. During our 3-hour ride, we sight about 5 hippos and 2 crocodiles only. Imagine. It is fascinating to see the park from yet another angle. From down here, you see the harmonious coexistence of land and water, neither trespassing the other's territory. Some animals do make it this close to the water, especially our dear friends, the elephants. The boat ride becomes a bit monotonous. You may sleep off, wake up, sleep again before reaching the destination. And even once you do, it's not as exciting as you thought it would be. A glimpse is all you get. Luckily, I carried my tablet on which I am reading Tracy Dion's Bloodmarked while listening to music as usual. An hour and a half later, we sight the bottom of Makshon Falls. Due to its thundering fury, we cannot move closer. Lucky you if you have binoculars. Even with the engine off, the boat moves. Rather yet, the water pushes it away. We stay here until our eyes are satisfied and then turn around, leaving the falls behind us. But not to worry, for tomorrow we shall see the real deal, the climax of our safari, the mainest event, the VIM, very important moment. I just came up with that. I don't think it exists. Day 3, October 6th, top of Makshan Falls. I did not know what to expect, but this surpassed any wild imagination I could have. Even the traverse to the falls was alluring. The temperatures are significantly lower, the forest is thicker and denser, the sky above is a bright gray, like a herald of what lies ahead. As we wait for clearance, a convoy joins us in the wait, and y'all won't believe who it is. It is a 62 since 62 crew. If you have no idea of what I'm talking about, search for this hashtag and you'll get the memo. Further ahead, I bump into Simply Sayo, and of course I say hello and welcome her to Uganda. I was having some celebrity starstruck moment, but she was so lovely and even gave me a hug. Like, what an unexpected encounter. And of all places, here? Even before we find the waters, we hear their roar. There is a force, an ethereal aura that speaks without words and draws you in without hands. We step out of the vehicle, one step ahead of the other, getting closer and closer. And there she is, Victoria Nile. The rage that she has suppressed for miles, now at its peak, boiling like hot tea, conquering any obstacle in its path. Not even the greatest swimmer would survive this. The farther ahead we move, the stronger the thrust, the more vigorous, like a dancer in the evening of her dance. We ascend the stairs to reach the very top. The force is too intense, turning some waterfall into a rainfall of mist, falling on us from all directions like rain itself. And even though our hair, clothes, and shoes are now drenched, I do not mind. In fact, no one seems to mind, because this is all part of the experience. There's no need for raincoats or gumboots. All you need is to embrace the moment, to let it take over. From up here, everything else seems to come to a standstill. All I can hear is the rumble. All I can see is the power. All I can feel is the water on me. I stretch my hands out on either side, close my eyes, take a deep breath through my nose, and release through my mouth. How is it that such fury could evoke perfect stillness and peace within me? If I were to let my intrusive thoughts win, I would jump in and become one with Makshan Falls. What a damn good trip, J-Tribe! From rhino trekking to driving through the park to the game drive visiting Pakuba, the boat ride, and lastly the top of the falls. Wow, wow, wow. It was superlista. Like, wow. And during this 3-day period, these were my takeaways, which of course I shall gladly share with you as always. 1. Parents are experiencing this world for the first time as well. As much as my siblings and I enjoyed this trip, no one had as good a time like my dad and mom, especially mommy. For the first time in a long while, I saw the girl in my mom, her childlike excitement manifesting in her smile, how quickly she pulls out the camera, how invested she was in learning more and more, how she desired to freeze each memory in a picture. It was heartwarming to witness. 2. Recognize that currently you are in the middle of creating what will be a great lifetime memory. Many things can and do go wrong on a trip, but what is important is to enjoy the many more positive things. Cherish each second that you have been blessed with to enjoy this earth with the people handpicked to be your blood. Plant your mind where your feet are and enjoy. And lastly, 3, amor fati, the love of fate. A stoic idea of embracing life as it happens, including its challenges, without resistance or complaint. I learned this from the animals, the water, the forests, and every other living thing we encountered. You see, as humans, we live life wrong, and that is why so many wrong things happen to us. We fight against fate and try to control reality, even when we know we can never win. So we trap ourselves in a loop of misery and suffering instead of letting go, accepting it is what it is, and living. We need to embrace who we are and play our role for the time we have been given. If I haven't managed to convince you enough about Uganda tourism in this 2-episode story, then I shall be back and keep on trying and trying a little more until we all have a taste of these indelible experiences. That is it about my Uganda travels this 2024. I have just one more episode for you, Tribe, to wrap up the year, and that is my birthday adventure to a country that was on my vision board for the longest time ever, Kenya! Cross borders with me in that last episode of Conversations with Jay 2024. For now, Feliz Navidad, amigos. Merry Christmas. And may each and every one of you find a reason to celebrate this season. Let joy in. Let peace in. Let the warmth in. For the Savior has been born unto us. Merry Christmas once again. And ciao!